Welcome back to Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network. I'm your host, Lisa Singer, and my next guest is Dr. Patrick Sullivan. He is a certified plastic surgeon, and he's in Providence, Rhode Island. Hi, Patrick.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. It's such a pleasure to be on talking with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Well, and tell me about your facility. You have a boutique plastic surgery firm. And so tell me about, first of all, how this all came about. Did you immediately know that you wanted to open your own place, or did you work at other, you know, with other doctors? How did it all start?
Well, we decided what we really needed to do is be there for our patients. And our patients tend to really want privacy, just like the people on the red carpet that you deal with, Lisa. You know, but our people tend to be businessmen and businesswomen who really want to have privacy and confidentiality. So thus we set up an office with a private entrance. So people come in and they're not seeing anybody else there. They go to a private operating room that is a certified operating room with board certified anesthesiologists. We do the surgery. We've worked out a system where we don't use general anesthesia over 90% of the time. So the people just have intravenous sedation, and but it's to such a degree that they don't hear, feel, or see anything. So they just wake up and say, did you start yet? And the surgery's all over. So we wanted to get those kind of things built into something, Lisa. And we couldn't do it in a hospital environment with that kind of privacy. So we did it on our own. And now we've been over 20 years. It's been incredibly successful. We're, you know, situated between Boston and New York. We've got terrific hotels, great restaurants. So we take care of a lot of people who come in from outside
all different areas.
Yeah. Yeah, all different areas.
Yeah, and what do you really specialize in there?
Well, a lot of what I do, Lisa, is rejuvenation of faces. You know, for people, for eyelids, faces, necks, for people who get told that they have tired eyes, or, you know, they look in the mirror and they don't see what they feel, this vibrant person on the inside, and they look in the mirror and say, who's that? And so
right.
We try to help people get back. And my specialty that I've been doing years to do is to give a very natural appearance for people, so they never have an operated look. They go back, they feel much more confident, and when they're confident, they're able to perform much better at work and also socially.
Right, but I do think that's important, because I think a lot of times, I mean, and I guess I'll talk celebrity in terms of, I mean, not specifically, but we see them, so it's more known, but you'll see someone who you know just had something done because their face looks very pulled, and they may look good maybe a year or two later after it's relaxed a little bit, but that initial look is not something that I would ever think, I would never want to trade those tired eyes to have that look where everyone knows you did something. So that's,
you're,
I think,
absolutely
you
right.
Saying that it's very natural, I think, is really important, and you must find that with your patients as well, that that's really what they're looking for.
That is exactly what, at least for my patients, that's what they're looking for, because they tend to be people that are out there in the public eye. We try to get them back in 2 weeks, not looking. We have people come to us saying, nobody knew that I had anything. I'm just getting all these compliments. I'm not getting told I look tired or sad or upset anymore. And they're just able to forget about their appearance and just dive into what they were doing socially or business-wise with so much more confidence. It's just really gratifying to see that.
Yeah, and do you think that we're seeing as you said, you opened your practice, it's been more than 20 years now, but are you finding that today it's more commonplace than it was back 20 years ago?
Much more common, especially for men and for women, and just for people of all different, it used to just be for, I operated on a number of actresses and wealthy people, now it's much more commonplace. You're absolutely right. And that's great. I like to see it to be able to be possible for everybody who wants to look their best.
I mean, do you think it's because people are working longer, you know, older, they're not maybe retiring, and so they want to keep a youthful appearance? Or are we seeing, but also it seems like we're seeing people who are younger even having something done, you know, and for those reasons, more like a rejuvenation. Not, I'm not talking about like the nose job or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm talking about where it's to, I guess, just perk them up a little bit, or maybe they feel like they need that little tweak.
No, that's right. And so the entry level for us isn't surgery anymore. It's frequently Botox, injectables, the people's own fat, their own fat with their stem cells, and to rebuild faces. We all deflate as we get older. And especially people who work out and stay healthy notice that they deflate more. So we can help build them up with very minimally invasive kind of procedures so it's not just a full facelift or something. So people are just as you pointed out, entering at an earlier stage and getting rejuvenated without surgery, and then they go on, and if they do ever want it, we're available for that too, and we do a lot of surgery.
Right, and I guess for anyone that's listening, and they maybe they don't have access to you, but what do they need? Because it's there's a lot of scary things that can happen out there as well. You can't just go to anybody. What do they need to know that they are getting a doctor like yourself that's certified, that's going to do that kind of job, that's going to, it's going to look natural. They're not going to, you know, be, or even worse, that, you know, things you're hearing these nightmare stories. How can someone prevent a situation like that from happening?
That's an excellent question. And we try to address that on our website, drsullivan.com, just to try to let people know what they should be looking for in terms of board certifications. Also, like U.S. News has a rating. We were honored to receive their top 1% of plastic surgeons ratings. But where I'm not the only one, there are other people out there that are very capable as well. So I think looking at those things, where American certification by the American Board of Plastic Surgery, those kind of things are helpful. But then once you get in there, you have to ask the surgeon, show me pictures. Show me pictures of what your other patients look like, where the incisions are, things like this. That's,
right.
I think, one of the most helpful things.
Right, because as you said, you want to give that natural look, but maybe other doctors don't. They could be good doctors in terms of reputable, but maybe what their outcome is a little different. So to know these things, you know, you have to know you're both looking for the same goal.
That's right. And some people may just really, their thing may be a total different kind of plastic surgery, but they'll do face plastic surgery, even though if they do it very rarely, their result isn't going to be the same. The other thing is, one has to really have a sense of artistry in plastic surgery. So that's why looking at pictures over many, many pictures of the person's examples can give you an idea if that's the way you want to look.
Right. And that's a good point, what you said. Someone could be a good plastic surgeon, have no issues against them, but maybe they predominantly work on the body and not the face.
Right.
Or they step certain areas. So it's finding out that not only are they good and reputable and certified, but also that they work on what you're looking for, that that's what their, you know, specialty is, or they can at least do that well.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So seeing on their website over and over, picture after picture after picture of things that you're looking for, and is that kind of a result that I'm looking for? And then ask, there are a lot of people, my patients, that won't be on a website, but they will allow me to show pictures of them in an office setting. And so those are the kind of examples that are really helpful, what we found really helpful for people to see it. Because you really want to connect with your patients.
Yeah, and you really want to, so you want to know what you're getting into. Well, Dr.
Yeah,
Sullivan,
exactly.
Thank you. I really appreciate you talking with me. I think that's, as you said, more and more people are doing this. So we want people to do it where they're going to get the results they want and also be safe. So this is really good advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, the safety is key, because if somebody gets their faces messed up because they're going for a lower price or something, so many people come to me that I can't fix. And it's so disheartening. So you really want to
this
do it right.
This isn't where you necessarily
time.
Bargain hunt. This is where you go and you find you find the best. So, well, let me tell everyone again to remind them that I'm speaking with Dr. Patrick Sullivan. And as I mentioned, he is a certified plastic surgeon, and he's based in Providence, Rhode Island. But as he talked about, he's very convenient to New York, Boston. A lot of people come from different areas. So if you want to find out more about him, and perhaps you're interested in having something done, or just, you know, as just window shopping at first, go to his website, and that's www.drsullivan.com. And again, that's Dr. D-R Sullivan, S-U-L-I-V-A-N.com. You've been listening to Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network, and I'm going to take a quick break, but when I return, my next guest is Lori Kaplan, and she is the owner and co-founder of Bra Tenders Incorporated, and that's in New York City. That's all on WRNW1.com, so stay with us.